Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Circles of Prosperity with Dr. Reginald Johnson and Cynthia Johnson. We're your hosts this morning, and we are in the book study of Oneness. We're continuing on Chapter 8, beginning at page 76. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to please take us into our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, we greet everyone on this planet with the energy of thanksgiving. I woke up this morning in gratitude, knowing that you are in control of everything, and we are the outlets of that energy and mastery of our own lives. No matter what happens, we take the first step and you do the rest. We thank you for the energy of love, protection, prosperity, poise, and confidence, knowing that there are no such things as worry because it is a spiritual sickness. We don't doubt you because you always come through. We know with certainty in our hearts that you are our loving Heavenly Father. That energy is in us at birth. It will be in us after life. We thank you for everything that you are in us, that we are one with you, and you are one with us. We believe this is so, and so it is.
I'm here. I'm sorry. My computer is running very, very slow this morning. If you guys can hear me okay, can you please press 1 on your telephone keypad? All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. So yesterday we were talking about the power of instantaneous manifestation, and how we need to shift into the reality that we are creating our experience. And we're going to continue on that subject this morning. It says that when each and every being, means each and every one of us, is clearly focused on the ramifications of our own actions upon the collective, that awareness is reflected exponentially throughout all of creation, adding that measure of elevated perspective and harmonious intent to all that is. And when one has harmonized with the heart focus of the collective on universal well-being, the vibration of the elevated intent of the totality is reflected in what is manifested by each and every aspect of the whole. And this is the ultimate expression of the popular saying that each being, meaning in equaling each person, makes a difference. And indeed, each of you do. Because much more than you realize. So, when we move and we are in awareness that we are co-creators with God, with divinity, and we will naturally shift to wanting the good, what's good for everyone, the highest good for everyone in any given situation. And so our intention in any situation, even though it may be just within our personal experience, is for the highest good for all that we come in contact for that experience. So let's say that there's a dispute about money between you and another party. Your prayer should be for the highest good for both of you, for everyone involved in that situation. And you need to do that without judgment. I it's kind of interesting because I had a conversation with a young lady last night, and she's experiencing quite a bit of guilt because she did not honor a contract with someone that she was working with. And this has been years where she owed this person some money. And she, at the time, when the payment came from the client that they were working with to make the payment, she didn't pay her out of the funds because she was fearful of her own survival. And it caused a split. And she had all of these justifications of why. Well, her husband's wealthy. She didn't really need the money, but she didn't honor her word. So was she looking for the highest good of everyone involved? No. And the consequence of that is the guilt that she has carried for so many years. So your intention needs to be for the highest good of everyone. And then the consequence of that is that you're uplifting not only you and the person, but everyone on the planet. You raise the vibration of the collective whole. And that blows me away. Reggie said, don't say it blows you away, but I'm in awe of how we are all one. That one act is extremely powerful. So the challenge today in this emerging state of beingness, this emerging state of being aware of your creative power, is to attain a balance between the perspective of the overview and the personal ramifications of your choices. And when choices are made from the perspective of personal or material gain, meaning what you want, at the expense of how it's going to impact the planet and everyone on the planet, the vibration of separation sets into motion an energy that contributes to the manifestation of circumstances that would reinforce your sense of separation. So if our goal is to become one with God, to move into that place where Jesus could say, I and my Father are one, if our goal is to really be in alignment with our divinity and operating in the physical world from our divinity, then we need to strive to do what is going to be the best for all involved and not for selfish gain. When you opt for self-serving solutions, one creates the conditions energetically, key word here, because that means it's unseen, under which detrimental situations are experienced that reflect the underlying message of separateness. So if you only think of yourself, if you're only thinking about you, if you're not thinking about how, you know, even when it comes to a job, and you're looking for a job, because I know many of you are, but when you, or not many of you, but we're all seeking for that fulfillment, and sometimes we're looking for it in employment. But if, and you're only thinking about this will give me so much money to survive, because we're still in that state of mind where there's only one way that money can help us survive, and that's through getting a job. One way for us to make money, and that's through having some kind of job, and the money flows to us. But even in that, that may seem like it's selfish, but when you switch it around to say, these are my gifts, I'm good at this, 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 and those are my gifts that given to me by God, our Creator. And I can serve an organization by giving those gifts. And not only that, when I'm within that organization and I meet people, I am constantly reaching out to them from my divinity. And I'm serving. I'm constantly aware that they are still under an illusion of separateness, but I know that this is my brother and my sister, and I know that they're hurting. So when a confrontation arises, you hear the pain and you respond in love. So even though it may seem, my point being, even though in a job where you think you're just going to get a paycheck, that cannot be how you really think about it. It's more than a paycheck. It's an opportunity to interface with other people, to even uplift that company and raise the consciousness and the awareness within that organization. And then it uplifts all of mankind. It's a different way to go to work this morning if you're on your way to work. You are an ambassador for the one creator. You are an ambassador for the one creator. Ultimately, one becomes clear in one's focus, and the options selected at each crossroads reflect choices whose ramifications result in the highest expression for all. And when viewed from that perspective, there is truly no choice that would be of lesser benefit to the individual while simultaneously serving the universal highest good. So applying these principles now, by demonstrating your awareness of how you create your experience, it is possible to set into motion a new standard of conditioned response that reflects and manifests consistently the highest possible outcome in any interaction. Each of you becomes aware of the true nature of your reality and how you set about to create the circumstances that memorialize your mindset in a given moment, and you are able to step back from the circumstances of your life and attain an overview. And ideally, that vision is a melding not only of your history in a given area of experience, but of your aspirations and your dreams of where you might be headed, where the highest possible outcome to manifest for you. Dare to believe in your fantasies. That's all that they're saying. You know where, how you used to act, and you know now the growth that you have. Have the courage right now to dare to dream. Have the courage to dare to dream. When you permit yourself the luxury of openly, unabashedly fantasizing about what it is you truly yearn for, a dream and dream of, you set into motion the energetic parameters for manifesting your heart's desire. And that means that you can't sit here and say, oh, you know what, I want to be a television star, but that'll never happen. I'm too fat. I'm too old. You don't see black people doing that kind of work. What other limiting thoughts can we throw in there? You have to stop and just see yourself on television. I'm just using this as an example. But see yourself doing whatever it is that is your heart's desire, because you're the only one holding it back. Dare to dream. Because until you give free expression to the limitless vision you keep under wraps, you cannot, by definition, create it in your reality. Can I say that again? Until you give free expression to the limitless vision you keep under wraps, you cannot, by definition, create it in your reality. So when you operate your life from the mindset of unworthiness to have your heart's desire, when the thrust of your energy is not daring to ask for what you truly want out of fear of disappointment, that disappointment is virtually guaranteed. Breathe, breathe, breathe. I'm frozen. I don't want to make a decision. This is what procrastination is, believe it or not. I don't want to move forward because I am afraid that I will fail. Procrastination. I'm frozen in fear. What are you putting off today that you are afraid of? Oh, I tend to procrastinate. You need to stop and say, I am afraid. Why? What do I have to fear? When you envision yourself in circumstances where your deepest longings were made manifest without reservation and without compromise, you begin to experience the radical shift. You know, I love that word radical. Nania, I'm thinking of you. Radical forgiveness, a radical shift in the circumstances of your life that will provide for you the evidence that you do indeed create your life. You have to dare to dream without limitation so the universe can prove to you that you create your reality. Were you to dare to risk relinquishing the limitation-based thinking that keeps you anchored to the experience of disappointment in the areas that matter most to you, you might experience a glimpse of liberation from those patterns. And were you to take that blind leap needed to catapult yourself out of your energetic rut entirely, you might find yourself able to circumvent a good measure of the repetition of events that are the norm in this process, because that blind leap is one that is taken not within the confines of your mind, but is sourced within the depths of your heart of hearts. It is here in the very core of your energetic being that the connection awaits you that will ultimately carry you the full distance. Breathe. It's not coming from the mind where you manufacture problems. It's coming from your heart. The Bible says, I will know you by your heart. It will be written in your heart. Oneness talks about heart-centeredness, heart-focused. What is it about the heart that is so important in the manifestation process? It's where the truth lies. The heart is where the truth lies. If you're doing something and it's not the right thing to do, in your heart you know it's not the right thing. And you just bury it and bury it and bury it because your mind, you've allowed your mind to say, no, justify it this way. I can, it really, really, it's going to be all right because, and if so and so and so, all the chatter, chatter, chatter. But deep down inside, you know it's wrong. But you go after it anyway, and there's no momentum there. It all falls apart. Whatever scheme or scam you're trying to run will fall apart because deep down inside, you're knowing that it's wrong, knowing that it's not going to work out, you know. But you try to delude yourself. And in this time, when the planet is moving in the energy that it's moving at the vibration we are ascending You cannot afford to ignore the truth anymore. You have to clear that energy out of your field. Do the right thing. Do the right thing. And believe it or not, a lot of that is still fear. When you recognize the level of connectedness that you carry within your very own heart and experience, the love that is harbored there for you, you will have taken the first tentative steps toward the leap. For the leap in faith comes not in one's denial or one's repression of the fear of the void that is virtually universal. The leap of faith comes from daring to face the void and know it for the manifestation of the illusion of separation that it, in fact, is. In order to transcend this, the ultimate fear, the fear that one is actually alone in this odyssey called life, it is necessary to surrender totally to that fear. If God is with you, what do you have to fear? If that energetic vibration that we call God is with you, and we know that that is a force to be reckoned with, it is the all-powerful energy in all the cosmos, not just Mapleton, Georgia, or Atlanta, Georgia, or the state of Georgia, or the United States, or the planet Earth. The cosmos, the most powerful energy in all the cosmos is inside of you. What do you have to fear? Please tell me. Whatever little problem you have is nothing compared to the storm raging within you. If we could just shift, and then they're telling you, you are not separate from that energy. It's in you. And your blind leap of faith is just to acknowledge and know that that power is in you. Jesus said, I and my Father are one. I and this energy that we call God, that is all throughout the cosmos, is within me, and that's it. End of story. It's vibrating in every cell of my being. And I can do all things through this energy because it strengthens me. I have no fear. I have no fear. That's how he was able to be on the cross at the end. God is with me. I have no fear. In order to know the state of fearlessness that comes of aligning with God, with one's God self, it is necessary to undergo what might be considered a series of initiations. These manifestations as experiences of one's fear of the state of disconnection are, in fact, illusory devices that you have created for yourself so that you might have the means of proving otherwise. So by consciously choosing in one's darkest hour to reject the vision of hopelessness that appears inevitable, and to choose instead the knowingness that the outcome will reflect your highest possible good, you open the doorway within to the place of loving trust that will lead you home. Oh, that is so beautiful. That is so beautiful. So this blind leap in faith has been spoken of throughout time immemorial and is known by every culture throughout your planetary history. And yet most address this reference with an air of mockery in light of the very real seeming circumstances at hand. What is called for is not bravery and heroism in that moment of truth, but total detachment. And what is that? A level of surrender. You need to be able to surrender and release all attachment to the outcome. Because this level of surrender is achieved when one stands at the very edge of one's gravest fear and knows in that moment that there is nothing to fear. There is nothing to fear. So embrace yourself and acknowledge yourself for the extraordinary progress you are making as a soul in every waking moment. Because the very fact that you are drawn to reading these words attests to an openness on your part to aligning with the momentum of this multidimensional journey. And know that to have done so reflects great courage on your part, and that to continue to do so despite the resistance of consensus thinking, meaning the people in your family and your friends and the people at work may think you're ridiculous, but it doesn't matter because you will be on the forefront of those destined to emerge in the new world relatively unscathed. And that's a hint that trouble's coming, isn't it? If you're brave enough to shift, that you are going to go into this new paradigm unscathed, something is amiss. It's going to be happening on this planet. Thank God you're being prepared. So the opportunity to circumvent some of the mountains that most will manifest and choose to scale lies in your ability to release the need to control the result or the dynamics of any circumstance in which one finds oneself. By consciously shifting one's intent to one of conscious allowance of the manifestation of the highest good of the collective, one enhances the opportunity to manifest the brightest possible outcome for oneself. And in so doing, one is able to secure a state of beingness that is unencumbered by eons of trial and error and is free to explore the joys of the manifestation of divine will in alignment with your own. So this is really interesting because what I'm hearing in all of this is when we conquer our fear, we move closer to being at one with God. Fear and faith can't mix. The Bible says, you cannot be lukewarm with me or I'll spew you out of my mouth. You can't be double-minded. It's like having oil and water. You put oil and water together, but the oil flows to the top. It never mixes or blends. You cannot have fear with faith. It has to be one or the other. I don't know about you, but today I choose faith. Today I choose faith. I'm going to open the lines now for your comments and questions. If you have a comment or question, press 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning. 8479, you're on the air this morning. Eight four seven nine. Can you hear me? Good morning. 0411. You're on the air.
Greetings.
Greetings.
Everyone.
Anthony, how
Anthony.
Are you this morning?
Yes, yes. I am greeting everyone because I'm certainly not mourning. I did bury a cousin yesterday, but I'm certainly not mourning. It was a celebration.
Wow.
And as I wake up every early part of the day, I am in grateful and thankful attitude. And I am that way because my faith has never wavered when it comes to the power of Yah. It's always been steadfast. It's been more so here because that's something it's hard for me to convey to anyone. Or what that is, because it's my experience, and I always tell some, you cannot walk the path I walked. I wouldn't suggest it, because I've had faith that has just taken me everywhere, have done a lot of things. But now that I have the wherewithal with this knowledge, I am prepared to go through that portal, because I know what it feels like to just trust in Him and just let it all go. Let go and let God. And it seems blind, but it's not, because we do have our past to look at. And we fear, we have nothing to fear for the future, lest we forget the way He led us in our past. And that's the purpose of our past, to look and see how He's brought us through. And I thank God for that experience, and I thank God for you all in helping and joining me in going through that portal. Because fear is our number one enemy. But we will make it through because we get to say. And thank you so much, Cynthia. God bless you.
Thank you, Anthony. We will. That's exactly right. We have nothing to fear. Dr. Reggie, I hear you on the line. You have a comment this morning?
I was just excited hearing Anthony's voice because that's a very powerful testimonial. You know, when you think about how being in this place, he's grateful. No matter what happens to him, experientially, even having it right now, that experience called to mind, he activates his faith even more so. So that's a very powerful testimonial.
Okay, let's see. If you have a comment or question, please press 1 on your telephone keypad. Good morning. 0047, you're on the air.
Good morning, it's Nana Yah. You know, I guess this is testimonial day. Yesterday, I kept singing a song, and I mean, it was coming from my soul. It would not stop. I don't know if anybody's had this experience. It just jumped in at odd times, it seems. But I was just singing, I guess. I must have been reflecting without realizing it over the past and how love has brought me through. I substitute the word love for God so much of the time because that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's seen me through. And I kept singing, I love the Lord. He heard my cry and pitied every groan. Long as I live and troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne. I sang that song all day long. I was looked like making myself sick. I was saying, God, where is this song coming from? What is? Why can't I sing something else? Why is this so present? But, you know, I know, but I don't know. It was just an awesome day that I sang the song all day long. And by the end of the day, my housemate, my sister, and my work said, oh, that song is in the air because it was a song that Whitney did or Sissy Houston or somebody did, or Yolanda Adams, that song was in the energy of it was in the air at this time, you know, and my spirit picked it up, and I was just testifying with others who were singing that powerful song.
Wow.
Sharing a testimony this morning.
So that's a wonderful demonstration of how connected we are, isn't it?
It is.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Thank you for sharing. We're all connected.
Mm-hmm.
All right. 3331, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Cynthia. This is Jean.
Good morning, Jean.
I am so grateful for this morning, for everyone that's on the line and for the lesson. I had a situation yesterday, and it was about fear. Everything was based on fear. And I just thank God for circles of prosperity. God, my faith has grown. It's so wonderful. I am so grateful. That's all I could say.
Do you want to share your challenge with fear yesterday?
Well, right now I don't.
Okay.
Yes, but everything is preparing me to really help others. It deals with fear. Fear that I deal with in others. And it's just so wonderful, and knowing that all is in divine order. And we're all one. And you have to. I love how you broke down the lesson. How, in every situation, we have to hope. Well, we have to hope for the higher good for everyone that's involved.
Yeah.
Every scenario that we're involved in, we have to hope for the higher good. And that was a blessing just to hear that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing. Anyone else this morning? Press 1 on your telephone keypad. All righty. I had a caller on 9186. I noticed that you've only been holding for like 4 minutes. Did you have trouble getting on the line? I'm going to put you on. Did you have trouble getting on the line this morning?
No, Cynthia. It's me, Betsy.
Hi, Betsy. How are you this morning?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, I'm wonderful. I just didn't know if we were having some technical problems, and I just wanted to make sure.
Nope, I just got to my phone a little later this morning than I have the last couple mornings.
Okay, it's not a problem. Well, we love you, and glad you're here, Betsy. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer. We're going to end a little early this morning. You know, since we've been on Blog Talk Radio, I had to extend the lesson to 45 minutes, and I think the combination of being on the radio and how we can, you know, get our feedback is one thing, but also this book, Oneness, is we've got about 300 pages to go here, and it's going to take us a while. So I tried to extended the time so that we could cover a little bit more material. This is the largest book that we've tried to deal with, or that we've chosen to study in Circles of Prosperity. So the nice thing is, if you're not able to stay on the line for the full 30 minutes, you can go back and listen to the archive on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm very grateful for this technology, and I hope that you are too. And I want to share with each of you that we started at the beginning of February on Blog Talk Radio, and our downloads are well over 200 now. Of people listening to the archives. So I'm grateful that you call in live every day, but this word is being expanded or shared far more than you realize. And so share the links. Go to the archive and share the links with your friends and put it up on your Facebook or your Twitter account. I would appreciate it very much, and so that they can listen to some of these lessons in their spare time. Dr. Reggie, can you take us into the closing prayer?
Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this beautiful, beautiful lesson about our oneness with you. And we're learning that fear is the misappropriation of faith. We're learning to activate our faith all the time with gentle earthly reminders. Thank you for letting us know who we are when we are affronted with challenges, that we are so powerful we change those challenges into glorious opportunities for growth and divine lessons. We believe it is so, and so it is.